parish exists. That's not creative or new. The question is, why does my parish exist specifically? Like, what good does this parish bring that is unique to this people, to this priest, to this little area? And what are we going to offer, especially in areas like maybe Mobile, Montgomery, Baldwin County, places where you have a lot of parishes? To be totally frank, I think that's a very important question that needs to be asked by every single parish. And if it's just, well, we exist to offer Mass to these 20 people, it's like, okay, that's, you know, from the mouth of a bishop that we love and adore, he said, you know, if all a parish does is offer Mass on Sunday, it's not really alive, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, and so that's one thing that we need to, I think we need to do. And so as a pastor, you set that vision, and then every decision you make moving forward has to be in accordance with that vision. And that means that you may have to say no to a lot of things. There are an infinite number of things that could be done, but there's only a small handful of things that should be done. You know, and that's the problem, is we have a very broad imagination. It's kind of, I really do take from the Garden of Eden. I think, you know, Eve could reach up to the fruit of any tree. But there are certain trees, right? There's the one tree that she should not have reached up to, right? And so I think even in ministry, it's like, yeah, there's a lot of really good things we can do. There's a lot of great things that the parish can do, but we can't do all of them. And so we really have to sit down and ask, what are we going to do? And one of the questions I like to ask is, who is this ministry serving? Because I do think, unfortunately, a lot of the activities, I don't want to call them ministries, but a lot of the activities, maybe ministries, in a parish exist to give the people who serve them something to do. Mm-hmm. Like, that's genuinely like the whole purpose they exist. And I've seen that a lot in parishes where you're like, what is this thing even doing other than taking up a room once a week and giving these five people somewhere to be, you know, which, you know what, maybe that's a valuable, you know, ministry that the parish wants to get involved in, get people, but that has to be a decision we make. I remember years ago when I was in seminary, there was an article that came out actually about a parish up in Michigan that had just completely blown up. It had like quadrupled in size. It was just like all of its ministries were just overflowing with membership. It was like the school had a wait list. It was like really, really incredible. And the article was talking about how they achieved it. And what the pastor did years before was he was just looking at his parish, and they had 200 ministries. And he just said, I'm canceling every single ministry. Every single ministry is no longer. There's not a single ministry in this parish that exists anymore starting today. And then he met with his parish council, and they said, what do we need to do as a parish? And remembering nothing exists anymore. So it's just like all we do are the essential sacramental things. Now, what ministries would we add back? You know, what are the things that we really want to do? And they were able to really focus their attention on a handful of ministries that they really felt like were their charism, you know, were within their wheelhouse as a parish. And all of a sudden, it just added so much more life, because it was very obvious, this is what we do as a family. Mm. You know, we don't do everything, but like, these are the ministries that we pour all of our attention into. I think a great analogy is just charitable giving. It's like, you could give $5, you could give $5 to 200 ministries, right? Mm-hmm. Or you could give $1,000 to one ministry. And I think the $1,000 is going to make a far bigger difference, just to be honest. You know, like that's an impact. You know, and I think in a parish, it's the same thing. Like, You can give a little resources to thousands of ministries, or you can just really focus your attention and move the needle in a couple areas, you know, in your area. And I think that gets people more excited than everyone belonging to their pet projects with just their three best friends. You know, because I think the community is a part of that as well. Are we drawing people out of themselves, you know? Because all the ministries, the ultimate goal of every ministry should be the salvation of the souls of the people that are served and the people who are serving. And I think kind of encouraging a small and selective group of people that you like is not challenging you or them to holiness. Not that that's bad, but let's not pretend like that's actually serving, serving your maybe your best interest spiritually,
And it seems like the communal efforts of focusing on some key ministries will bring forth the gifts of those people that want to be a part of their parish and share their gifts. But it's better focused, and I really like that idea. However, the Green Yard crocheting group that meets every other Thursday is going to be very disappointed they don't have room in the Frassati Hall there.
Well, and I will say this too, another really important thing to consider, because I do know there's a lot of people probably very involved in ministries who listen to this. Something to consider too is with regard to the ministry you do, one thing I run into all the time is there's this one group or this group or that group that meets every Thursday morning or whatnot, and they have that little room that they've met in for 20 years, and then all of a sudden something changes in the parish and they're like, hey, we really need you guys to meet over here. But then they'll say things like, well, this is our room. And I'm like, that to me is always evidence that you have no idea why you exist, right? Like nothing belongs to anybody. With this is a family space, and if the family has a need, like a need arise because all of a sudden, say we have a huge Hispanic population that just showed up and we need more space for the rooms, or like or the youth group is going to do this thing, or we're growing in a youth group and so we need a little more space. Like oftentimes the ministries that involve people who are poorer and less outspoken, I would say like all the youth. And then I would say minority groups like Hispanics, in a parish, they oftentimes are the ones that get shoved in the back closets because the nicer rooms are taken up by groups that just don't have an imagination for allowing themselves to be part of a bigger family, And so, and again, I think that's all the problem of a pastor who needs to communicate this stuff effectively to groups and to their various ministries. But I will say, I do think ministries can be an incredible life force and lifeblood within a parish. And I've been deeply impacted by parish ministries. But we always need to be working together for the betterment of the church and for our parish,
Amen. Father Peyton Plesla, beautiful, love what you said today. Could we get a blessing before you leave?
Yeah, absolutely. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thanks, Father Peyton.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you guys.
You too. Oh, up next, blogosphere. Todd, I found some moments of powerful faith at the World Cup. Since we're all in on World Cup these couple weeks, I'm going to share them with you next day with us.
Nice. In my heart lives by the bay.